Hello and welcome to the Beyond Success Leader Spotlight Podcast. I'm Daniel Mangena, founder and CEO of DreamWithDan.com. My team and I are committed to helping business owners find an alignment with their dream life of abundance, joy, and purpose. We believe that abundance is a fundamental birthright for every one of us, and supporting people in claiming that is our mission. Stick around to the end of the show. We'll reveal how you can be our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go.
Welcome to Beyond Success Leader Spotlight. With me today is Dan Mangena with Dream with Dan. He is actually the founder of this podcast, but now he's on the other side of the table, and he's going to tell us all about his business, how he got started, what inspired him, and what you are going to see along this podcast journey. He really wants to know, what is your business? What are you doing? How are you driving that impact? And how can you educate somebody else? We believe in complementing one another, bridging that gap, and just really having a fluid conversation. So welcome, Dan.
Thank you for having me, I think. I'm not sure how that works in this dynamic, but happy to be here. I think that's an appropriate response.
So what made you start your business, Dream with Dan?
I honestly didn't want to start this business. I was dragged. I had a very much a Noah and the whale situation for those who went to some kind of Bible study school as a kid. It was a calling that I ignored, and then it dragged me kicking and screaming until I had a very profound moment of epiphany where I saw that this is what I'm really called to do, and really saw what it would feel like for me to give into that. And so since the 13th of February, 2018, I've been committed to what we do now, which is empowering people to tap into the abundance that's their birthright.
Nice. So back to this spin on Noah and the whale. So you got swallowed up in the whale before you got spit out to really tap into your epiphany, right?
Yeah, 100%. There was definitely some swallowing, some spitting, some bile, and some darkness, but we're here now, which is what matters.
Okay. And then how did you come up with the name Dream with Dan? What is the context behind it?
So initially, when we first started doing this work, I didn't really have a name so much. I was kind of just me. There wasn't really a brand around it. But I had this catchphrase that I've used for so long, which is dream with your eyes open. And after I released finished writing the book, The Dreamer's Manifesto, which is my second book, which explained what that meant, I really saw that this idea of living actively these dreams that we have was a big part of what I was teaching and sharing with people to do. So all of my social media handles became Dreamer CEO. My company is Dreamer HQ. Dream with Dan became the website. And there we go. Since then, that's what we've been doing.
So you've always been a dreamer. Now you're turning those dreams into reality. Yeah. So you've been on this business journey for a while, I can tell. So what inspired you to become a business owner? And I want you to talk about before you started as a business owner, because that is so important, because people see business owners as successful. They want to put you all on a pedestal, but they don't realize that you had that start ugly moment. You had to struggle for a bit, and you had to really go through the nitty gritty in order to see the success that you have today. And we would be remiss if we don't talk about the hardships all the way up to the blessings, the opportunities, the success, and all of that great stuff.
So I've actually never been in corporate. I've never really had a job. I worked in a movie theater, a cinema, when I was 15 or 16 years old for a summer. And then when I was rebuilding my life after losing everything the second time, which we'll speak about in a second, I worked in a call center for 6 months, doing the same customer service call over and over and again for 7 hours a day whilst I was building up my last consulting company. So yeah, I made my first million when I was 19 years old. I'd lost everything by the time I was 2 months into being 20. And then promptly went and built up everything again and lost everything. I think it took me a little longer to make it and a little longer to lose it the next time. But by the age of 23, I've made and lost multi-millions twice. I then went on a very dark journey through ideations around suicide and unworthiness and having to rebuild my life. And then I would say a decade ago, I really was actively kind of building myself back up again. I built up a consulting business and we built up to multiple seven figures, which I walked away from to come and do what I do now. But now I've built this up to a seven figure business. So I've always been an entrepreneur. I've always been a business owner. Never really been an employee apart from those couple of times and some work experience when I was at school and whatnot. But yeah, this is who I am. This is what I do. And I love it. I really love it, to be honest.
Wow. As you were sharing that, it was incredible. And it's also insightful because it just reminded me of Job and how he mm-hmm. went through loss, how he lost everything. Mm-hmm. And his wife at the time was like, why don't you just curse God and die, or whatnot? But he had the faith to know that, you know, even though I lost it all, I'm going to be restored. And I see how you went through the restoration. And then you also, even though you lost it all, it took you to that pit place. But then from the pit, you walked into the palace, and that palace is your success. And it and success for you is going to look totally different than success from another entrepreneur, another man, and another woman. So we have to remind people, do not look at what I have and measure your level of success to mine, because you haven't walked in my shoes and you don't know what I went through to get to where I am. But I like that you're being vulnerable and you're sharing your stories. So now I kind of want to hear more about the struggles, because it's those struggles that make us appreciate what we went through and what we have now.
So I was a guest on a podcast. My friend April had me on her podcast a little while ago, April Garcia. And then she came on to my, no, I think it was when she was on my podcast, that she shared the statistics that the average multimillionaire has gone bankrupt twice. So on average, twice. And I know that sometimes people look, oh, they were bankrupt, they can't be a good business person. Well, the average one's done it twice, right? Some have done it less and some have done it more. But what I mean is that nobody really has this smooth road. It's not all good and it's not all bad. It bounces between the two, and the resilience that you can display to navigate that up and down entrepreneurial path, which everyone's going to go through, is what's going to carry you through. I nearly didn't make it after my second knocking out. You know, the first time I did have that, for me, it was an egoic, arrogant disregard for the loss of, well, it's me, I'm going to go and do it again. The second time I was taken out. But it was taking time out to look after myself, personal development, that actually brought me out of that dark time. So now when I face challenges, I've got the experience of wins, losses, and also making it out of such a dark place as, you know, thinking that I had nothing left, that I had to shoulder me. And that gives me a greater resilience. It gives me a greater motivation. It inspires me more to want to help people. It inspires me more to want to keep going and keep driving and moving towards my vision and my dream. But everybody's going to have those. I had mine. Like you said, everyone's are going to look different. There's no gradation between different peoples. There's no gradation between different peoples. Everyone's going to have a different experience, but you are going to face something. So just resource yourself for the fact that you are going to face something and have a strong enough connection to your vision, to your goal, to be able to make it through those times.
So while you were going through all of this, the loss, the wins, the loss, the wins, pivoting, resilience, grit, and all of the things that are attached to it, did you have a mentor and did you have a coach to help you get back on the saddle and ride into glory?
At first, no. And that's one of the reasons why I probably kept losing stuff. So I was 19 years old. So I was 13 years old. I taught myself to make computers. So I was doing like £4,000-£5,000 deals as a teenager, right? Selling computers to big companies that didn't know that I was this little spotty nosed kid that was doing this. Okay. So I didn't have enough experience of negativity and hard times to entice me to knowing that I needed, because I thought I knew everything because everything was working out for me. But you know, after the second loss and after coming to a conscious awareness of where I'd gone wrong, since then, I've always had a coach. I've always had a mentor. I've always had healers, therapists, and stuff that I can work with. Last year, I spent $172,000 on my personal development. This year, I haven't done the numbers on this year, but I think I've already hit that number this year, and we've still got 3-4 months left in the year. I'm probably going to top 200 this year in terms of my personal development. I've got mentors. For me, mentors are people that are a step ahead of me in what I'm doing. I heard it said once, you should spend a third of your time with people that are ahead of you, a third of your time lifting people up, and a third of your time with your peers sharing and exchanging information. And I do endeavor to do that. But I always, 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 always am looking at where can I improve myself mentally, spiritually, and energetically, physically, and tactically, and strategically. I always do. And that, I think, is something that I've seen with all of my mentors as being a key difference between those people that make it and those that don't. They may have a good ride for a while, but when those rough times come, having people that have been where you want to go is key, I feel, to being able to get to somewhere and to sustain remaining at that level.
I like that, because that made me think about, show me who's in your circle and I'll show you who you are. And you have to ask yourself, where I am right now in this present moment, is it where I want to be? And you have to practice that self-care, that self-awareness, and that self-love, because sometimes we as individuals could be our biggest critics and we could be in denial, but sometimes you have to step outside of your current realities and look at those hard truths. Look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I have somewhere to be, and I'm not going to be able to get there on my own. So who do I need to connect with so I could go further and have that sustainability, have that grit, have that tenacity? And that's why we're in this beautiful world surrounded with a bunch of people, and linking arms with the right people in the right season is what is going to carry us through the journey, in my opinion. And it's just so important and vital that we tap into that. And so I like how you said, spending your time with a third of your mentors, spending your time with a third of your peers, and spending your time with a third of those that you're helping lift up. So I see seed time and I hear harvest time. You're planting those seeds, and over time, you're going to sprout that harvest. But if you don't take actions today to secure a better future for tomorrow, yes, exactly. Where are you going to be? So now let's just keep this rolling, because this is just so good. So Daniel, or do you want me to call you Dan?
I get both. And here's a secret that only the listeners of this podcast are going to know. One of my sisters actually calls me Donut. So one of my sisters calls me Donut, but Dan or Daniel, either one works.
So Dan, if someone were to come up to you and they don't know you from Adam or Eve, and they said, Dan, what makes you different? What makes you unique? What makes me want to partner with you? What would you say?
Everyone's unique. And I would ask, what makes you think that there's any two people that are exactly the same? What makes you feel there's not something that you can learn from the unique perspective that anyone on their journey has to bring to the table? For me, I've got the path. I've got the work that we do, which is very different to what other people are doing in terms of supporting abundance. But everybody has got something unique. The person asking me is going to have something unique that I can learn from too. So that's how I'd respond to that.
I like that, because you're letting that person know, hey, I'm not a carbon copy. No. I'm Dan. I was uniquely created, and this is what I'm doing that sets me apart. So it also, well, when I hear it, it makes me want to lean in and ask you more, like, what do you mean by that? Like, let's dial that back. Let's peel the onion layers back and let's go beyond the surface, because it seems surface, but somebody who really wants to know Dan, I think they're going to lean in and they're going to plug in so they could get more. Is that what you want people to do by answering it that way?
I think that those who are ready to lean in, there's going to be some alignment for us to continue conversation. And those who are surface people who don't really interest me are going to sort of keep moving. So it's a great filter, I think.
I like that. I knew there was something strategic with that answer.
So, a little bit. Low key strategy.
I peep the game there.
Brilliant.
So when you talk about inspiration and motivation and how that has sustained you along your journey, what inspires you to wake up and keep on going each and every day?
I've got a big vision, you know? I know that I'm probably not going to achieve it in my lifetime. And so I'm not going to waste a single day making inroads to doing as much as I can in this lifetime to bring that to fruition, something that maybe a generation or two generations in the future, they're going to see the fruits of. But I'm planting those seeds, inspiring people to continue that journey and doing my part to leave a legacy of change that's going to support the world that my kids are going to live in, that their kids are going to live in, that, you know, the listeners' kids are going to live in and their grandkids are going to live in. If all of us stepped up and said, hey, what can I do that's going to, you know, make a difference in 100 years, two or three generations, how differently will we approach life? How differently would the world operate if we're looking at the way that we're creating and consuming, not with a short-sightedness, not with the myopia of me today, or even one generation about my kids that I see, but those generations that I'm not going to see? I think we'd see a shift in the way that the world operates if we did it that way.
Mm. So what stood out? Legacy, mm-hmm. your children, mm-hmm. the imprint that you're making, which is driving mm-hmm. the impact. That impact is causing you to be a world changer. And by you being a world changer, if you reverse engineer it, you're thinking about what foundation am I laying? What seeds am I planting in the earth? How are those seeds going to take root? How are those roots going to reap that harvest? And how is that harvest going to show back to what I did in my current state, in my current will? And then you begin to see how the puzzle pieces fit together. Sometimes it's not just about us, but it's about who are we connected to and how the people we're connected to are going to go out and cause that domino effect, that ripple effect. And we start to see the multiplication. Mm-hmm. Are you vibing with me?
I'm vibing with you. Yeah. We all have a unique thread that we weave into the universal tapestry of overall existence. We all do. You know, even if you subscribe to ideas such as, you know, quantum models that look at multiverse theory and infinite possibilities, still the combination of you that's having this conversation with a combination of me is unique in its construction and the constructions that lead to its construction. If we focus on that uniqueness and the magic that we individually bring and the seeds that that can plant to uniqueness that's going to be in generations to come, that's the kind of magic that's going to create real change, real impact, and real differences in the world, I feel.
Ooh, beautiful. Mic drop on that one, Dan. So when you think about business, mm-hmm. your business, this is personal, and you think about the future of your business, mm-hmm. what are some of the future goals you have? Where do you see your business going? And I want you to call out your business names again. Mm-hmm. Call them out and then answer.
Okay. So with Dream with Dan, I really see this as being a space for change makers to be inspired, entrepreneurs or consumers that are out there just wanting to make some difference to the water in their own life, having a safe space to find that transformation going forward, even without me. So, for example, right now we're working on our certification program to certify more coaches to teach people what we do, how we teach people to do it, because we get great results with people. Focusing on, I do a lot more PR now. I think the week that we're recording this, I had my third TV interview of the week today. I'm out there. You know, I write for Entrepreneur magazine and a few other magazines, and we're through the stages to write for a couple of other high-end magazines, again, sharing the way that we do things. We've got this podcast and where we're spotlighting leaders and a couple of other podcasts that are getting, you know, thousands and thousands of downloads, where we're having the opportunity to impact people's lives. At the point of recording, 155,000 people across social media we're getting to impact. But for me, that's not enough. There's millions of people that I want to impact. And so where I see the business going is embodying that impact that I want to have, scaling it and reaching more people and sharing the message that abundance is your birthright. Abundance can be easy. And that those leaders listening to this podcast have a role that they can play in sharing that message and what it means in the world, taking their messages and having impact. That consumer that's listening can actually tap into that, connect with leaders such as the guests that we have on this podcast, and find people that can support them and add to their lives in a beautiful way.
Beautiful said. So if I could add after you, Dan, mm-hmm. I would add, abundance starts with the mindset, knowing who you are, knowing where you want to go, and knowing how you're going to get there. If you don't refuel refocus and realign that mindset, then how are you going to achieve the level that you want? Mm-hmm. Also, be willing to be scalable and coachable, mm-hmm. because knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. So if we are not educating ourselves in the areas that we want to go, then we are regressing instead of progressing.
100%.
Then you're hungry because you know, yes, even though I'm meeting these KPIs, key performance mm-hmm. indicators, there's more to Dream mm-hmm. with Dan. The outreach is bigger. And when the outreach is bigger, I'm hungry to make sure I'm tapping into all the arenas that I want to be seen in. I want to gain that visibility. You want to gain that visibility because you want to drive that traction. You want to drive that traction because you want to really plant the seed and let other people know you can have that abundance. So that is what I heard. So let me know if I was spot on or not.
No, you're there. You're 100% there for sure. You're 100% there for sure.
As we wind down, Dan, what would you tell somebody who is aspiring to start their business? Mm-hmm. They may already be in business, but they hit that plateau where they're struggling. Should I stay with it or should I just give up? Mm-hmm. Or for that other CEO that is up there making millions, making mm-hmm. all the money, but mm-hmm. then they have lost the empathy, they mm-hmm. have lost the compassion, mm-hmm. and all they feel like is money driven and not people centric or business centric. What would you mm-hmm. say to those three types of people?
Well, first and foremost, being rich and being abundant are two different things. Okay. Abundance, as we teach it, is not just about the money, it's also about peace of mind, health in body, yummy relationships, being on purpose, having meaning. There's someone out here that's holding themselves back from having financial abundance because they're focused just on the relationships and the health. But if you've got those, but you don't have the resources to have the impact that you've been called and created to have, then you're not abundant either. So just bringing all of that together and recognizing that just having money isn't it, but not having money isn't it either. We need to look at this holistically. And looking at this holistically is what's going to empower you to have the impact that you are called to have in the world.
Beautiful. Now close us out with telling the listeners once again who you are, mm-hmm. the name of your business, how mm-hmm. they could connect with you on social media. And for those of you leaders out there who want to tap into Beyond Success Leader Spotlight, Dan is going to give you the blueprint on how you can be a winning guest on this podcast.
Well, I would say, first and foremost, I'm Daniel Mangena, speaker and author, creator of this little ecosystem that we call the Dreamers ecosystem. Abundance is easy, and that's what we want to empower you to do. It is your birthright. You can tap in with us at dreamwithdan.com, where you'll find blogs, podcasts, articles I've written, social media connections, and free resources to support you on your journey. Definitely head over to the link in the show notes so that you can be a guest and come and hang out with us and let us know a bit more about what you're doing so we can spotlight you and support you and bringing your light to more people and supporting you and having the impact that you want to have in the world.
And there you have it, listeners of Beyond Success Leaders Spotlight. I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and you just heard the man on a mission, Dan Mangena. Until we chat next time, go out and have yourself a wonderful day. And remember, you are a masterpiece and you are on your tipping point. So don't give up, but press in and continue to learn so you can grow.
Daniel Mangena here. Thank you so much for listening to Beyond Success Leader Spotlight podcast. If you are a successful leader, entrepreneur, or business owner and would like to be a guest on this program, please visit beyondsuccesspodcast.com. That's www.beyondsuccesspodcast.com. If you got something out of this interview, would you please share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone, text it to a friend or post it on socials. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show and include the hashtag DWYEO. That's Dream With Your Eyes Open, DWYEO. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means the world to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure that you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, your reviews go a long way to helping promote the show and mean the absolute world to the team and I. Want to know more? Go to our website, www.dreamwithdan.com, or follow me on social media. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Clubhouse, Instagram. Just look for Dreamer CEO. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on Beyond Success Leader Spotlight.